The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I already know Automatic's answer to this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. How would you feel about me working really closely with my exes?
I mean, I don't feel any which way because it would never happen. Because it's just, I mean, it's not going to happen.
Do you think you could even handle something like that?
No.
I don't think you could because emotionally you're not capable of it.
It's not even emotionally. It's just I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to
deal with what?
The thought.
The thought like, of what?
The thought of you having to work with an ex, you know, it would mess with my head so much on a daily basis that I don't think I could continue the relationship.
You know what's crazy? If you worked with an ex, I wouldn't even bat an eye.
Really?
Really. I trust you 100%.
I don't think it's about the trust. I think it's about the fact that you just...
It's about you being insecure?
Yeah. That's what it is. And I'm afraid that you would catch feelings again or something.
It wouldn't happen. But that's a discussion. Today's Down in the DM Breakdown. Oh, my gosh. The things that happen. Wait till you listen. Turn this episode up. Man, oh, man. I know it's Friday. We're all feeling good. But Anthony A. has a little problem, and we need to help him solve it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., guys, and everybody. We are less than a month away from my debut headlining comedy
show. Some people
show.
May not know you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes, I'm a rising stand-up comedian.
You're professional.
There it is. Yes, Uncle Sam do be taxing me. So
that makes you professional.
Yeah, but I have my first headlining set with the Improv, which is, you know, a major comedy franchise, yada, yada, yada. And for comedians, it's a big deal to pick out your intro song.
Yes.
What you want to hit
like
the stage.
Like a boxer going
Boom.
Into the ring.
Like that boxer,
MLB automatic.
Baseball player walking up to the plate, whatever it may be. And for a long time, I was going back and forth. And then Kanye's like, I don't like reading because it reminds me of Brussels sprouts. And I was like, oh, man, I connected with that spiritually when he said that. So I'm like, I'm going to use a Kanye West song for my intro at the comedy show. And I picked Good Life by Kanye West,
which is a
fire song.
And it gets the room going.
But then Kanye had to go do Kanye stuff at Paris Fashion Week. And now he's the center of controversy. So I can't use that song. So I have a dilemma of what song should I use to come out for my comedy show.
I have a suggestion.
What was that?
I think... that you should use I'm Your Puppet.
Oh!
That's not going to get the room going. It's going to make like the one cholo in the room like bounce his head. You got to go a little more mass appeal.
Have you been to Anthony A's comedy show? There's way more than one cholo.
Okay, three cholos.
What about you, DJ Automatic? You got anything in the chamber?
I'm saying just go for the good old Mike Tyson, time for some action, Red Man.
Oh, no. Okay, that's more niche than Dana's. But maybe, okay.
What are you talking about? That's like, Mike Tyson's defining song when he would come in the
Bad
ring.
Bad and Bougie?
I would lean with Bad and Bougie.
Would work.
That'd be good, dude. Yeah, that'd be really good.
And right now, I'm kind of leaning with Waka Flocka No Hands.
Oh, that's another
like
good
that one.
Too.
But I don't know. It's up in the air.
Grove Street.
Oh!
That'd be a good one, too.
Automatic, what's your intro song? You're walking into
a room. I just said, time for some action.
That's
for some
your action. Song, and you want to give it to Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, that's like the most perfect intro song of all time.
Here's mine, okay? Here's the tunnel. You see me coming in, and I slam the door open, and then you hear.
Oh,
that's my song right there.
Never fails.
I'm gonna say right now, a female can't use that song.
I can do whatever I want, DJ. Like, you can't stop me.
It's gender appropriation right there.
What would your song be as you intro a room? Hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick this one off with National Inner Beauty Day. Come on, man. Love yourself, dog. It's on your side.
Ugly people say. I just had to say it. I'm sorry.
He turned red, too. He's embarrassing.
All right. Yeah, we also got National Denim Day, too. And this is a very important day. It's not just a day to wear out your Canadian tux suit.
It's a day to celebrate Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Hello. Also, we can spread the awareness of sexual assault that's going on the rise here in America. So please, wear your denim in support of that movement. It's also National Body Language Day, but let's wrap it up on World Smile Day.
Oh, my gosh. I love that we're talking about this. Obviously, it's a big national day, but I always tell people, because I do it myself, and I had a teacher teach me this a long time ago. If you're feeling bad, look in the mirror and smile. And for some reason, you feel better. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. But your physical being has a direct effect on your mental.
What if you look in the mirror and cry?
Okay.
because you're filled with inner beauty? I don't know. But try it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every Friday at this time, we break down one of the biggest down in the DMs we've done all week or last week. And this one had so many calls. We're talking about Tyler. He hit us up. His girl, Emma, cheated in the beginning of their relationship a long time ago with her boss, who he suspects she's messing around with again.
She has to go to San Francisco for a conference.
And of course, she's going with her boss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Automatic is pretending to be the hotel reservationist. You're going to hear this part right here. Yeah. And he's telling her that she has to share a room with her boss. Ooh. That's how we're about to figure out if it's going down. Here's how the call went.
I actually spoke with, I think the man's name was Dan earlier, and he said it was fine with him if it was okay with you.
I can't share a room with him or anybody else. Booked the rooms like 3 months ago. You have to be kidding me. I need the supervisor right now.
Juno, I'm sorry about this. I can speak to, I can have a supervisor actually call you later today.
Please do. I'll be waiting for someone to call me. Thank you.
It did not go down to the DM, but it's going to go down at Tyler and Emma's Casa House because I'm sure she's going to be mad that he set her up. He had to call her. He had to talk to her. Now they're working things out. But the fact of the matter is, Tyler has trust issues because in the beginning, before they were really committed, she was seeing somebody she works with that she still works with.
That's where I have sympathy for Tyler because, like,
that's a hard thing to stomach.
Yeah, right now, sitting here calm and composed, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I would be comfortable with that. I'd be okay with that.
But every day, though, going on business trips.
Yeah, dude.
Too much room to mess up.
And there's a lot of flirting that happens in the workplace, man. I don't know.
You heard her say,
obviously. She's good. She loves a man.
Woman.
Yeah. But that's not all the way. It doesn't work out that way all the time.
How would you feel about your partner working with an ex? Phone line 4. Who is this?
Hey, this is Rick.
All right, Rick, go ahead with your thoughts on this whole down in the DM.
Hell nah. No, man. He's not going back over there. Uh-uh. It's time for a new job.
Why?
I was automatic. I just feel like it would be in my head all the time. And I can't blame that guy for wondering.
So you think because of the past, you know, it's just there. He can't. There's no reason to rekindle that or make your partner feel uncomfortable. Look for something. Right. Do something else.
Why test that willpower?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But see, let me tell you something. Women have more willpower than men. I just want you men to know that. We do.
Yeah, it could be true. I don't know.
He's like, and I don't want to know.
I ain't trying to find out.
Rick, thank you so much for listening.
Of course. I listen to you every morning.
That's because Rick is an intelligent human being.
He agreed with me. That's why makes him super intelligent.
All right, so we are having this discussion online as well at Dana Cortez on Instagram. How you feel about your partner working that closely with an ex?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of Kanye West's business partners is breaking up with him. We'll tell you which one right now. This story and more. It's time for the best gossip. The Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We got Simon Cowell celebrating his birthday. And friend of the show, Lewis Capaldi, celebrating a birthday along with Tanya Braxton as well, too.
Okay, so now let's talk first about Post Malone. He's doing much better after breaking his ribs on stage. So much so that recently it was one of his shows. A woman threw a bra at him. And he put the bra on and performed with it the entire show. It was hilarious. Let's go. I was thinking of just helping his ribs. Hold him up. All right, and now we're going to talk about Right Said Fred. This was a group in 1991 that owned the charts with this song.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
All right, so the group is calling Beyoncé arrogant.
What?
And saying that they didn't like the fact that she did not reach out to ask permission to sample that song for her song, Alien Superstar.
I'm too classy to be touched. I pick them all in dust.
Beyoncé's too classy to be asking permission for anything. Just accept your check now, sir.
It's funny that they called Beyoncé arrogant, but at the same time, they're too sexy for their shirt.
Thank you very much. And then speaking of arrogant, let's talk about Kanye West. Adidas released a statement. Looks like they want to cut ties with Kanye because they say he's unable to do business.
Well, they said they were possibly ready to cut ties with him, and then he responded with
Adidas. I'd say this relationship is over. Can Adidas survive without Kanye West? Yeah.
They were around 100 years before him, so they'll be all right.
Well, and they really rebuilt their brand with the help of Kanye, and now they're back on top again. You know, so I guess they used Kanye West.
Similar to the Kardashians.
Oh, bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Astrophysicists are freaking out because they have found something in space that they've never, ever seen before. They're calling it spooky. It is a giant burst of energy, 3 times an hour. No one can identify. Are they finally coming?
Is this part of the UFO talk?
It is part of the every astrophysicist is freaked out talk. I'm not kidding. They don't know what it is. They're calling it a megatar.
Whoa.
Because
damn,
no
bro.
One has ever
that
seen it. I don't even know.
They don't know what it is, and it got like a really cool cartoon character name.
They're huge radio waves in the universe, and she's like, I know they're 4,000 light years away, but it's our galactic backyard, and we can't identify it. So what is? Well, why are you telling me that? Just let me live in peace until they come.
Maybe yeah. God farted.
That's good, dude. A little God ripping pedal. That's funny, dude.
Well, speaking of farting, this guy Dan Gorski, he probably farts a lot. Okay, he's a 68-year-old from Wisconsin who eats a Big Mac every day.
Since when?
Since 1972.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So he's been eating Big Macs for 50 years. As a matter of fact, he's eaten 32,000 plus Big Macs. Some days he'll eat 2 Big Macs a day.
Is he healthy?
I was going to say, you're going to ask about his health next.
Obviously. Come on.
He's thin. And he's in great shape.
I'll take the cheeseburger meat.
According to whom?
According to, you can look at him.
I don't know if I want to be described as thin and in good shape.
Well, there, he says he you would think he'd be fat, but he says, I keep a very active lifestyle, so that's probably why I haven't gotten heavy.
Damn, I do have new life goals now. Because this guy is great. So he's kicking at 68 after Big
68?
Mac a day?
Well, I just thought to myself, all of the different foods on the McDonald's menu, I don't know if I could just stick to a Big Mac. Right.
Well, he loves a Big Mac, but if it was me, I would definitely be eating the fries and not the Big Mac.
Every day? One fry a day, Anthony?
One fry a day. That's
no,
not
I would have a large fry every day. I'd probably be dead
that's
by
what
now.
I meant.
Yeah, dude. I would have to stick with the McDouble. Give me the good old McDouble. You know what I'm saying? Some pickles, extra ketchup, because I feel like there's never enough ketchup there.
Give me chicken nuggets, man, and I want the 20-piece, baby, every single day.
Oh, man. Speaking of give me, this family was thinking about telling their son, we're going to be able to give you a new puppy. There was a lost puppy on the side of the road in Massachusetts, and the family pulled over and decided to bring it in. Turns out that puppy was actually a coyote.
How did they figure it out?
Yeah. Well, it started howling in the middle of the night. No, it didn't. No, they took it in they contacted the local shelter, and the shelter informed them that, yeah, you guys need to take this over to the wildlife forage because they're going to be the ones to tell you what to do with it. We can't help you here.
They couldn't keep it?
No, it's a coyote. You got to release it back into the wild, dude.
All I thought was when it started howling. Have you ever heard a coyote howl?
Yeah,
it sounds like a crying baby.
All I kept thinking is when Anthony said, you got to release her out into the wild like he does the Latino women he dates.
Oh, nice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.